This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The unprecedented drilling boom in West Texas means there's more oil and gas coming out of the ground than companies can ship to market. That means a boom of a different kind is happening, a pipeline boom. The company Kinder Morgan has plans for a 430-mile natural gas pipeline cutting through the Texas Hill Country, through Hays County, and onto the Gulf Coast. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, that's reignited a longstanding debate over the rights of landowners in Texas.
The Hershey Ranch in Gillespie County out near Fredericksburg is a 1,500-acre span of rolling Texas hill country. Its sloping fields are dotted with trees, ponds, and historic structures dating back to the 1800s.
You know, as radio reporters, whenever we go to a place, we try to get whatever sound we can capture to kind of, you know, give the listeners a sense of where we are. But this ranch here is one of these spots where it's just so silent. There's really no sound to capture, just a sense of remoteness and vast space.
By the end of the year, that silence could be broken, temporarily, by the sound of excavators and backhoes. That's because the Hershey Ranch is one of the properties that the pipeline is slated to run underneath. The company planning the project, Kinder Morgan, would also control about a 100-foot-wide swath of land above the pipeline.
And it'll go right through the heart of the ranch.
This is Andy Sansom. He owns this ranch. He's also one of Texas' most well-known conservationists. He was even once head of Texas Parks and Wildlife. He's especially upset about the pipeline because his ranch is private conservation land, where no development is supposed to happen. But, he says, his neighbors with properties that aren't designated for conservation don't want the pipeline either.
There are few parts of our state that are as iconic as the hill country. And it's very clear that the people who live out here see this as an assault.
That idea that the hill country may be too special, too, as Sampson says, iconic for this pipeline, is something you can expect to hear more of as the project gets underway. Kinder Morgan says it's willing to make small adjustments to the route, but the pipeline is coming.
I had someone say the other day, just move it 70 miles south and you'll have no problems.
Alan Fohr is a vice president for public affairs at Houston-based Kinder Morgan.
Well, I assure you that someone owns property 70 miles south, and there are other concerns and issues that would present themselves on any other significant reroute.
The thing is, in Texas, you kind of have to take the company's word on that. There's no public process, no oversight that happens before letters go out to property owners saying the pipeline's coming. And if a landowner doesn't want the pipeline, the company can take the land anyway, using a process called eminent domain.
One of the first questions we always get from a property owner is, how in the world can a private, for-profit pipeline company take my land?
Luke Ellis is a lawyer representing landowners, including Sansom, in their negotiations with Kinder Morgan. He says all a pipeline company has to do to claim the right to take land is fill out something called a T4 form and file it with the Texas Railroad Commission. That's the state's strangely named oil and gas regulator.
He said another way, you and I could form an LLC tomorrow, and we could start to submit a T4 permit to the Railroad Commission saying that our LLC wants to build a private for-profit pipeline company. There's virtually no oversight there.
This is something that Texas has been grappling with in the courts and at the Capitol for decades. Every legislative session, it seems, lawmakers representing property owners file bills to overhaul the system. The oil industry and others that use eminent domain fight those efforts. In the end, nothing much changes.
I just think that there's a huge coalition of condemnors. These are the entities that take property that coalesce to lobby the legislature in a way where they do not want to change the framework.
And when these debates come up, the pipeline industry usually points out that using eminent domain is actually pretty rare. Kinder Morgan's Alan Fohr says the company is, right now, working with landowners and trying to compensate them enough to satisfy them. He says the last thing a company wants are unhappy landowners.
Eminent domain is an absolute last resort. And that's not just some talking point that we came up with. That's reality. Because an adversarial relationship with a landowner that you cannot reach agreement with is an adversarial relationship that's going to be with you for a very long time.
But in some cases, an adversarial relationship is what happens. Back at the Hershey Ranch, Andy Sansom says he wants a change in state law to create more oversight on pipeline companies. And he says the time is right to do it.
I'm excited that it's got people stirred up out here. The people in the Hill Country are not happy about this.
And right down the road, a new legislative session is getting underway in Austin. Meanwhile, Kinder Morgan has announced a series of public meetings with Hill Country communities next month. There's also a public meeting hosted by Hays County in Wimberley tomorrow night. Mose Bushell, KUT News.